Good morning. Thank you. Halacha bet. Kishahu mevarech, when one is saying a blessing, yipivnaki min harok, one's mouth should be clean or emptied of saliva. V'gam shadav aliyeh b'toch piv. Nothing else should be in one's mouth. Shnei emar, as it says in Tehillim, yimaleh pi klatecha, my mouth should be filled with your praise. And at one level, there is a very physical intention here, very practical idea, that we shouldn't have things in our mouth when we're saying a bracha, because it will make our articulation unclear, it will make us slow our words, it makes it, and it adds a dimension of almost degradation to the bracha. I'm busy eating, and I remember as a kid, in what we call the children's services at shul growing up, being told by the children's service leader, you know, kids, take gum out your mouth, take candy out your mouth when we're saying a bracha to Hashem, we have to have an empty mouth. So that's just on a very practical level, but I think symbolically as well, it's been said by a number of figures over time that gratitude is the fruit of a great cultivation. It doesn't come naturally, it's not an instinct, it's something that we have to cultivate in ourselves, to have a sense of gratitude, and there are hurdles, obstacles, distractions in the world. And we shouldn't have something in our mouth, again, symbolically distracting us from what we are saying. And the note here that we should have a mouth empty of saliva and other things is suggesting that actually distraction isn't just something out there in the world, though that is the case. There are also self-generated distractions. There are the salivas of our lives that we produce. There are not just images, but there is our imagination. When people take a government post, they take an oath to defend the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic, not just external enemies, but also internal enemies. I'm not suggesting that we're all members of the FBI every time we're saying a bracha, but there is a suggestion that we should try to insulate ourselves when we're trying to express gratitude from distractions that are foreign, that remove the foreign objects from our mouths and our imagination, and also that which is domestic, our memories, our imagination, our distractions, our daydreams. And we should find ways to focus on the moment of bracha. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Amar Zekadosh Baruch Hu Lezachot Et Yisrael Lechen Hibalem Torah Mitzvot Shnei Marzim Echafet Shuman Sidko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir.